is if you have a Gemara Yuma, that would really take us, you know, take us pretty far, even if you weren't able to copy, you know, print out all the Mar Makomos. We have the mitzvah of mezuzah coming up, and it appears also in Dvarim Perek Vav. And I'd like to use this opportunity to at least get, shall we say, get our feet wet a little bit about the halachas of mezuzah, what areas require mezuzah, where to place the mezuzah. And it really begins with a Gemara in Masechta Yuma on Daf Yud Aleph. It starts on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph and goes on to Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara is interested in what's called the Lishkas Farhedrin. That was the Lishka in the Migdash where the Kohen Gadol was quarantined for a week in order to prepare for the Avodah. And Derech Agav, over there's discussion about whether that Lishka was large enough, had the proportions and the use that would require a mezuzah. So that's how it creeps into the first perek of Masechta Yuma. But if you take a look on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, towards the very bottom of the page, the last two lines on Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Bisharecha, the Torah requires a mezuzah on a shar. Echad, and now the Braisa goes on to enumerate a long list of sha'arim, of different types of openings or doors or gates. Echad shi'arei batim. So the first case is the actual door that takes you into the house. The echad sha'arei chatzeros. In other words, in front of the house, there's a chatzer, a courtyard, and there's a frame that has a door that leads you into that courtyard. That's called Sha'arei Chatzeros. Now, generally speaking, we understand mezuzah to be what's called a Chovas Yachid, a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the individual, the owner of the house. There are many mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the owner of a house. For example, I don't know what comes to your mind, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Anything else that comes in mind? Yeah? The mix of Ner Chanukah, excellent. We have also in Tumah Vitara a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the owner of the house when it becomes afflicted with Nigei Batim. We have a mitzvah of Makeh that's incumbent upon the owner of the house who has a roof that needs to be fenced. In all these cases, we're talking about the yachid, the individual who has private ownership. What about the tzibur? Do we assume that even places that are owned by the community, they don't have personal individual ownership, private ownership, they too would become al mezuzos beisecha visharecha for the mitzvah of mezuzah? And here, right here in this price, we have a case of that ilk, and that is Sharei Medinos. There used to be an entrance, there was a wall around the city, and there was a gateway that led you through that portal into the city itself, and that's called the Shire of the Medina. And here the obligation is incumbent upon all the Bnei HaMedina, anyone who has citizenship in that city, in that municipality. There are many obligations, most of which are codified in the Gemara Bava Basra, that are incumbent upon those who live in a city. Let's say if you live in a city for more than a year, you have to pay taxes for security purposes and to make sure there's water supplies, etc., etc. And in this case, that shire that leads into the city needs a mezuzah. And then we have Sharei Ayoros. Ayoros are usually larger municipal areas. Like, for example, They used to have a cluster of, let's say, six cities that form a district, and that there was a separate shire that would take you into this larger district, and then you'd go into a different shire for each individual medina or city. And then the brisa becomes very complicated. From this point and on, we have a great deal of confusion in the halacha as to what the brisa has in mind. The brisa says refes, lulim, umitben. Now, in the first two of those three cases, we're talking about little houses for animals. And the question is, why is that called beisecha? Okay, so the first case we have is a refes, which is a a place for cattle, and then we have a lul, which is for usually for chickens, but it could be for other sheep and so forth and so on. And mitbein is a beis hateven, which is where we store grain. So that's a little bit more understanding, because when we get to the issue in the poskim about closets, you know, where we hang up clothes, whether those closets might have the measurements necessary for chiyuv mezuzah, you might say that anything that's used for storage, that itself is considered a bias, and that would explain beis hateven. But nevertheless, we still have the problem with the case of a refes or a lul. Then we have otzos, different kinds of storehouses. We have otzos yayin, otzos shemen, all the above chayovim b'mezuzah. Then the brisa continues, and here we turn to Amud Beis. Yochal shani marbe af beis shar ach sadra umir peset tamud lomer bayis ma bayis miyucha ledira yotzu elu she'enam yuchadim ledira. Now we have places that enhance the house and they serve various functions, but they're not what you'd call a base dira. The first case on the list is something called a base shar. What's a base shar? Rashi says, Bayis katan sha'osim lifnei shar ha'chotzer. I don't know what you call it in your neck of the woods. Here, the Israelis call it a budka. A budka is like a little booth. So we put a shomer there, you know, he's there outside the shar, make sure that no one, no uncouth person is going to allow an entry into the place. Sha'osim lifnei shar achatz, v'kol osim oso kapandria. In other words, nobody even goes in there. You just pass it by in order to get the okay to enter into the shar. Then we have the case of a merpeset. A merpeset could have many different functions, but he says v'hu aruch lifnei pischei alios harbe v'kulam olim derech shom. It's only a way of getting into the house. It's not. It has no other function unto itself, neither for living purposes nor for storage purposes. It's only there in order to get into the house. Okay, it's not exactly what our merpeset is about. Our merpeset has many functions to it. Here in Israel, when you buy an apartment, the first thing you want to know is, does it have a merpeset? The second thing you want to know is, does it have a merpeset sukkah, you know, which is open and you can put a sukkah there. There, the merpeset, says Rashi, is just a long gateway or an entranceway, lifnei pischei alios, before you went up into the house. V'kulam olim derech sham. People just go up there in order to enter into the house. And finally, we have the third case of the achsadra. This is a little bit more complicated. Rashi says achsadra is a prozdor shalifnei habatim. Now, how the prozdor here is different than the merpeset, Rashi doesn't really spell that out for us. Is there some function to this prozdor other than the fact that we go in there in order to get into the house? I don't know. If it doesn't have any other function, then it's just a repetition of merpeset. So I'm just leaving that, you know, food for thought. David?
The chiluk is that the repesis is just to go up the higher floors, and this one's from the main floor.
Could be. Because Rashi, when he talks about merpeset, he speaks about lifnei pischei alios v'kulam olim sham.
Right.
It sounds like it's a little bit of a floor that's balach sadron, you know, that goes up like a ramp kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas in the case of achsadra, it's just the pros do lifnei abayis, you go straight into the house. Then the Brisa says the following: Yatzu elu she'enam yuchadim l'dir yachal shani marba af beis hakise ubeis habursake ubeis hamerchatz ubeis hatfila tavad lomer bayis ma bayis ha'osli l'kavod af kola osli l'kavod yatzu elu she'enam asuim l'kavod. So there are other places which may have the dimensions of a bayis, and they also serve a function, but those functions are what we call tashmish shel bizui rather than tashmish shel kavod. And amongst them we have bathhouses and tanneries and places where you go naked into the water. And all these are excluded under the law of bayis ha'asui l'kavod. Rashi doesn't add anything here. Then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kamei de Rava Shisha Shiorim Pturim Minas Mezuzah. And here we have the opposite view of what we saw in the Braisa earlier regarding a Beis HaTeven or other areas that are used only for animals. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, and so forth, this whole entire list. And the Gemara is going to try to reconcile the Braisa of Reb Shmuel with the original Braisa and see what we can come up with, and it may depend upon whether it has a kirui over it, has a roof over it. If it doesn't have a roof over it and it's open to all the elements, then it's certainly potter min mezuzah. If it has a roof over it, then it might be chayav in mezuzah. And the Gemara says, Shar she'ena makura, shar she'ena gavo yud. What if the walls of this little animal's pen are not yud tfachim high, they're too small? And the Gemara goes on and on and on. Then you have a third brisa here about Beis HaKnesses, and Beis HaKnesses is chayev in mezuzah. Okay. So let's just take a look and see if we can get an idea how the Shulchan Aruch paskins on all these halachas. And for that, we want to open up to Yoredeya Simon Reish Pei Vav, which is Hilchos Mezuzah. And the subject of Reish Pei Vav is Mekomos HaChayavim B'Mezuzah. Eila Mekomos Shechayovim b'mezuzah. Echad sharei batim, sharei chatzeros, medinos, ayoros, refes bokar, v'lulim, v'otros yayin v'shemet. Then he has beis ha'isha, a place that's designated only for women, ubeis hashutfim and partnership, kulam chayovim. So in the Mechaber we see that at least in some of the cases of that Braisa, he takes it very seriously, the case of a refes bokar and lul. All the other cases were designated for human use. Here he's designating for an animal use. But then if you fast forward for a moment, I'm skipping the Ramah, to Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaEitzim, Ubeis HaBokar. He wants to know about places that are used for storage for grains or for wood, right? Back in the day, they used to feed the campfire with wood. Ubeis HaBokar. is chayavim. All these are chayav b'mezuzah. So let's just summarize what we have over here. In the list of cases where you chayav mezuzah, everything that we have from all the different types of sha'arim, plus a beis habakar, a refes, a lul, beis hateven, otzus yayin, otzus shemen, everything is chayav mezuzah. The only exception that we have so far is this list called beis hashar, which Rashi says was that little, you know, budka that you use to go into the house. Achsadra mirpeses, other places where you just have an entryway to get into the house, but it has no use on its own. Those are potim in mezuzah. Why? Because those are not miyuchad l'dira. And then finally, we have the cases of beis hakise, beis hamerchatz, which are potim in mezuzah because of enam asuyim l'kavod. So I've also take for example in Israel, I don't know if you'll see this in Chutzlart so much. There are rooms that are designated for showers, for bathtubs, but they have no toilet in them. So technically, it's not a beis hakise, but it would fall under beis hamerchatz. And since it has a function as a tashmisheino she'eno shel kavod, therefore it would be potter from a mezuzah. So if you ever see someone putting up a mezuzah on a bathroom or a bathhouse or something like that, I think you have a chiv to tell him he's making a big mistake. Yeah, David?
So if you exclude things that are in it shall cover, then why would you have to put one on a chicken coop, etc.? It's not for cover either.
That's a good question. In other words, we still haven't come to grips with the fact that a refes bakar, because the animals live there, is chayv and mezuzah. And not only that, we have, in addition to the beis habakar, we have the lul, we have the beis, we have the refes bakar, the lul, and the beis habakar. Why, asks David, are all these considered chayiv in mezuzah, mimanav shach? They don't have a use for human purposes, and not only that, they seem to be lacking the principle, the quality of asui l'diras kavod. Okay, so that's the question that we want to address in Mirtz Hashem as we go along. Okay. Now the Gemara derives a very important principle from Beischa. Right, until now we've been focused on the word Bisharecha, but it also says Beischa. So the Gemara says, "Beis chalomali kider Rava." The Amar Rava says, "Just 1 second." Derech biyascha. What does that mean? Derech biyascha. Rashi says, "Liyamin on the right side, biboa lebayis when he comes into the house." The lo biyamin say so, but not on the right side when he goes out. Okay, then. So that's the other part of this long list of brisos here in Masechta Yuma. Okay. Now, let's go on to the following discussion. This is the sugya on page 3 in Masechta Menachos, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So a little bit of background. We have a place that has a Pesach in which if you go into this Pesach, Efshol Ikanes Velotzeis Biosa Mida. Now I don't know if what this is all about. Again, it doesn't sound like something that we're familiar with in our mitzvahs, but the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes it. So we'll see what the Shulchan Aruch has in mind. And it says it's called a Heker Tzir. What's the example of a Heker Tzir? He says, Cheder Gadol, it's a large room, Shechilku Osam L'Shnayim. And they put up a wall down the middle of this room, sheyesh bo pesach, and this wall has an opening, And each half of the room has its own opening. So basically there are two openings. One is an opening from this side, and the other is the opening from the other side. Shenitan likanes mikol echad me'achalokim l'sheni, and you can enter into the other half of the room. And the question is this what's considered derech biyascha? Meaning, is the derech biyascha from the right side into the left side, or from the left side into the right side? And the Gemara says the following, that both gimes tzir hadelis, every door has a tzir to it. And how do you say tzir in English? You know that piece on top of the door that allows the door to open and close? A hinge, maybe? Is that what it's called? Don't look at me like I'm totally dumb. I mean, yeah. All right. I think in English it's called a hinge. I don't know. And it's probably a more sophisticated word for it, but...
I think you, a long time ago, what we used to work was, you had like a metal piece coming up from the ceiling, and it would go like this into the door swung on that. It wasn't like a hinge way up on the side.
So what's it called in English? Do we know? Anyway, so that hinge or that seal will determine whether you open the door out this way or in that way. And what the tzir will decide is where you put the mezuzah. If it's mistoveves hadelis b'knisa, if it opens up towards you, then you're going to put it on the right side. But if on the other hand it goes in because it opens from the other side, that's where the hinge is, then you put it on the right side from the inside. Let's just see how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in this case. Just one second. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha Cholek Beiso L'Shnayim U'B'chol Chelek Pesach Pasuch. Each section has an opening. He says, B'makom Sha'ose Hachur Hachar She'B'Saf Shetzir Adelis Sovev Bo U'Mamid Shomad Losos Hu Habayis U'B'Derech Yimin Sh'Nichnosim Lo Kovim Osa. All right, the post came out a long discussion. Let's say in cases where it could go in both directions. All right. Next, what happens if you have a room that has the width of a shear bias, which means 4 amos, but it's lacking a length of 4 amos, or the reverse is ein orech or ein baruch of dalet amos. However, if you square off the area of the room, let's say, for example, if it's it may be 6 amos by 3 amos, you'll get the equivalent of 16 square amos. So this is a major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam writes, and this you'll see on page 3, the Rambam is in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes that you don't need that both the width and the length be 4 amos, but rather the shetach, the total area, should be the equivalent of dalid amos merubos, of 4 square amos. V'lachein, therefore, says the Rambam, and this you'll see in Halacha Beis, if you can carve out an area of 4 amos by 4 amos, even if the room itself is round, or bal chamesh zavios, or if it's like an what's it called, not a hexagon, what's it called, a pentagon?
Yeah.
If it's like if it's the shape of a pentagon, ain't sarach lomer shemaya arko yeser al rochvo hol v'yeshbo kedela rabea dalan amos al dalan amos chayev b'mezuzah. So again, if you can cut out from within the area 4 by 4 amos squared, it's chayev mezuzah. However, if you take a look on the same page, the Rush has authored what's called Hilchos Mezuzah. And there he writes in the name of the Rif, Mistavra de lo chazi lidira beinyan acher de lo kamoshikos of a Rambam. He says you need 4 amos by 4 amos. Not the total area is the equivalent of 4 square amos, but you need actually length and width both have 4 amos. Now, how do we paskin in this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush? Because this is a pretty common issue in Hilchas Mezuzah. So if you take a look at the Torah on page 3, the Torah first quotes the Rambam, and he says, "Vayishena makura, if it has no roof on it, Oshena arbamas al arbamas patur, kosma Rambam." And he goes through the whole Rambam. He writes Chayev. Adoni Avi Arush Al Kosav Sheino Chayev Elim Kenu Maruba Arba Al Arba. So basically, the Torah leaves it as an open-ended question, which is Mashma that Safek Doraisa L'Chumer. You'd have to put up a mezuzah, but you'd leave out the bracha. And if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, which is right below the Torah in Sif Yud Gimel, he starts by quoting the Rush. And then he writes the lokomotion cost of a Rambam. Then he writes the linian halacha. How do we paskin? Naktinin ke a Rambam. We paskin like the Rambam. Dolo poli galei el a rush. In other words, it's the rush against the Rambam. Now, in a machlokas between the rush and the Rambam, it's not 100% clear to me why we should paskin like the Rambam. In fact, usually we gather together someone else with the Rambam. But here the Rush seems to be quoting the Rif. He writes the Beis Yosef, "V'lishna di arba amas al arba amas shalomad bimenu arush eino mukrach." The Rush builds his case on the fact that it says arba amas al arba amas, which implies that there's both length and width. He says what the Gemara means is kol sheishlo lirabea arba amas al arba amas. It's considered arba amas al arba amas. As long as you have a square area within the room that is 4 by 4, that's already considered arba amas al arba amas. The kol sheyesh bo l'rabeya kein roi l'dirahu. And he says, furthermore, what's the point to arba amas al arba amas? It's in order to create roi l'dirah. And since you can cut out an area in the middle, who cares if there are pieces here, pieces there? It's already considered roi l'dira. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch accepts the shita of the Rambam. The one who's not a happy camper about this is the Shach. The Shach, which you'll see on page 4, in number Chaf Gimel, which is on the bottom of your page number on the left side, he says, "Das harosh einu chayv b'mezuzah, elin kein hu meruba, dalet al dalet amos." And then he quotes the Rambam. He says, "Al be'emes gam das rabbeinu Yerucham k'das harosh v'kasav shekein tofsu ikar." And rabbeinu Yerucham, who is a younger contemporary of the Rush, agrees that the halacha is like the Rush. Al kein nireh, therefore halacha yesh likova below bracha. We should be machmir for the shitas Rambam, as we saw in the Beis Yosef, but we should leave out the bracha. So the Beis Yosef would advocate in favor of a bracha, whereas Rabbeinu Yerucham would say we have to leave out the bracha. Fine. Next. Now, we have something called a Pisrei Tshuva. This is perhaps the most sensational chiddush that I want to share with you today. And that's on the bottom of page 4. This is the Pisrei Tshuva in Simon Reish Pei Vav. And he quotes the Chamudei Daniel. Frankly, I never heard of the Chamudei Daniel, but it's quite a radical position. The Chamudei Daniel says the following. When do you need Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos? Dafka Beis Dira. If you have a place that you live, it's only considered inhabitable if it's got these dimensions of Dalet al Dalet. Abel Beis Shar. But if you have a door that leads you into the chatzer, as we saw in Rashi, or you have a door that leads you into a merpeset or a gina, v'chein chadorim ktanim, shemeinichem b'hem chafotzim, small rooms where you keep things. What does that sound like to you?
Garage.
Okay, maybe a garage. I was thinking something even more common than a garage. Again, where you come from, a garage is very common. We don't have them here. But we have closets. What about closets? He says, Chayovim b'mezuzah, afal pi she'ein b'shitcham dalet amos al dalet amos. Unbelievable chiddush quoted here by the Pisrei Tshuva, the name of the Chamudi Daniel, that the whole halach, the entire din, of a bias has to be royal edira, and therefore must be minimum dalet amos al dalet amos. That's only with regard to dira. But if you have a place that you use for storage, menichem b'em chafatzim, or for example, you have a little bit of a chatzer that leads you into the bias, that chatzer is not used for any other purpose. It's not living space. Then it doesn't have to be Dalit al Dalit. Pretty radical chiddush. So therefore, there's a sefer here, which is quoted on page 2. Okay, I don't have it right now in front of me. It's called the Alei Deshe. And he writes that at Lefi HaChamudei Daniel, Beis HaTeven, you have a place where you store grains, Chayav b'mezuzah, kimefurish b'shulchan aruch, sif beis. Okay, that we saw in the shulchan aruch already, if you remember before, on page 4, beis ha-teven chayav b'mezuzah. Gavim ein bo shir dalet amos al dalet amos. Shari yisod ha-chidish shal ha-chamudei Daniel hu, shekasha mishtamish, b'tashmish miyuchad lo. If it has its own particular purpose and function, is that you don't need this Ravchus de Gedira to spread out in Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. V'eino tzorech shir shal Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. Is therefore, it's considered a bias even if it doesn't have Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. V'rak b'mokom ha-miyuchad l'diras adam, in a place where you live, that's where you eat and you sleep and you drink and you write and you do all your functions. Then if it's too cramped, ain't no nechshav bayis b'pachos mishir dalet al dalet.
Right, but would he say this in any kind of this closet or a beishar, or would he
right
say
any kind of area that's designated for a function?
But would he say, or would he say it only if it's connected to the bayis, but it's not big enough?
Oh, you mean let's say it's outdoors, you're saying?
Like that booth that's not connected.
Ah, yeah, because that booth doesn't have any living function whatsoever. You know, you don't use it for storage, you just use it to go in.
Right.
But let me just read to you one more line here from this Alei Deshe. He writes, Haposkim Danu Rabos Bechidush Zeh. The Poskim have a lot to say about this Pisrei Tshuva. V'nafkemina l'chiv mezuzah b'chadre aronos. The nafkemina is where the closets require mezuzah. Petach ma'alit. How about the opening to an elevator door? For example, in my house in Sholzen, one of the outstanding scholars who lives in our building decided that there's got to be a mezuzah on every single floor entering into the elevator. And he says it's all based on this chiddush of the Chamudei Daniel, because the elevator room is less than dalet al dalet. I mean, there are such things as large elevators, you know, in major offices, but certainly doesn't apply to Shulchan number 16. And now there's a sefer called Kvius Mezuzah Kilchasa. Did you ever hear of it? Kvius Mezuzah Kilchasa. And he writes that the only way of really analyzing whether or not we can take this this chiddush seriously, this chiddush of the of the Chamudi Daniel is by analyzing Rabbi Kiveger. Okay, so let's get now, this is going to be the kishkis of Ashia today, and that is Rabbi Kiveger. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger here in Hilchus Mezuzah in Shulchan Aruch Reish Pei Vav? He says the following. Cheder Gadol, you have a large room, Shemimenu Yotze Cheder Katan, and there's a smaller room that is off this larger room, and this smaller room is open into the large room. There's no other way of getting in and out of this smaller room. It has only one delis, one pesach, and that's to get into the larger room. Again, I don't know if you'll see it in chutzot, but here in Israel it's quite common. What they do is you buy an apartment, then you have X amount of meters, and then you apply for an extension, but they only give you an extension inside the bedroom. So what you do is you create another bedroom inside the bedroom, and there's no other way of getting access to that second room except through the larger room. It says, Rabbi Kiveger, Yesh likvas ha-mezuzah b'tzad yamin shel ha-knisa el ha-cheder ha-gadol. Okay, we'll try to explain what Rabbi Kiveger is saying. He's talking about where to place the mezuzah. Again, you and I would have said that, you know, if I'm stuck in this little room, there's only one way out. So that should be my right side. But on the other hand, the only way to get into that room is through the large room. He says, "Hacheder akatan nechshav kirishus harabim." He says that the smaller room has the status of a rishus harabim. Ki'ilu yotze mi pesach zelashuk. V'lachen, af she'en likvo b'yamin haknisa she'me'acheder ha-gadol l'cheder ha-katon. He says, on the one hand, it doesn't make sense to put up the mezuzah on the right side of the larger room as you enter into the smaller room. Me'achash she'en makom aroy l'chiv mezuzah. He's saying that then you're assuming that the chiv mezuzah is this smaller room. Kevachu pachos mi dalet amos al dalet amos. Ach tzorach l'kvoa mezuzah b'yamin haknisa el cheder ha-gadol. Ki pesach zeh nechshav ki pesach haknisa v'rishus ha-rabim l'bayis she tzorach l'kvoa mezuzah b'yamin haknisa. So Rabosai, here's what I understand from this Rabbi Kiveger, and you'll slug me up if you think what I'm saying is the musings of a madman. He's saying the following. We absolutely cannot place the mezuzah on the right side of the larger room entering into the smaller room. That's impossible. Why? Because he says the smaller room has less than dalet al dalet. Okay, and therefore, if you put anything on the right side entering into that smaller room, you're placing a mezuzah in a room, or the entry into a room, right? Beisecha bisharecha, the shire of that room, which is not chayiv in mezuzah. However, if you look at the right side as you would exit from the smaller room entering into the larger room, that could be a candidate for the mezuzah. Why? Because although that small room is less than arba al arba, and in and of itself it should not be chayiv in mezuzah at all, but nevertheless it has the status of rishus harabim. What does that mean? When you have a room like the cheder ha-gadol here that has dalet al dalet, you've got to place a mezuzah on the entryway into that room. That's called a rishus harabim. The rishus harabim itself doesn't need a mezuzah, but it does create a shar, a deles, into the cheder that requires a mezuzah. Here, the small cheder, although in and of itself, it doesn't have the status of a cheder l'chayev mezuzah, because it's less than dalet al dalet. But nevertheless, it's no worse than a rishus harabim, because through that small room, you enter into the larger room. And basically what it means is that as far as the larger room is concerned, there are two right sides, both of which need a mezuzah. There's the right side when you enter into the larger room, from wherever you're coming from, whether it's from Rosh Hashanah, from another room. And then there's the right side entering into this cheder gadol from the smaller room, because that too is no worse than an entry into this cheder. Now, what's the lumdus of Rabbi Kiveger? He says, "Midirei Rabbi Kiveger nira." This is the inside of the kviyas mezuzah kilchasa. Ki chidush ze kosav me atzmo. The Rabbi Kiveger says nira l'nias daiti. He doesn't have any proofs for it. He says, "Avol chidush ze kvar nimtza midirei rishonim." The Kviyas Mezuzah Kilchas wants to say that even though Rabbi Kivegan quotes no source, there already is a source for this Kiddush in the Rishonim. Why? Because there's something called Hilchos Mezuzah of the Shilte Giborim. Now, if you know the Shilte Giborim is the Torani family, they lived at the end of the period of the Rishonim, beginning of the period of the Achronim. And the Shulte Giborim has authored something called Hilchos Mezuzah, and he quotes the Riaz. The Riaz is one of the members of the same family, but already from the Tekufa of the Rishonim, clearly a Rishon. What does the Riaz write? She'im oya bayis gadol pasuach lebayis katan, she'ein bo dal and amos, Bein shoya heker tzir litzad habayis hagol. Bein shoya heker tzir litzad habayis hakotan. It doesn't matter where the hinges are of the door, whether they go from the larger room into the smaller room or vice versa. Chayiv b'mezuzah shepischo shel gadol hu nechshav, because the smaller room is called the pesach, the entry into the larger room. Vaharehu, and now this entryway from the smaller room to the larger room is kibayis hapasuach l'shus harabim shuchayv b'mezuzah afilu m'hoya heker tzir mibachutz. Even if the door would fling open from the larger room into the smaller room, you would nevertheless put it on the right side of the smaller room, even though again you can have to pull the door open. It's going to sort of cover the mezuzah. That's because that room has no chiv mezuzah, but therefore, paradoxically, it serves and functions as what he calls a pesach pasuach l'rishus harabim. And therefore, it's chayav b'mezuzah on that side. Now,
isn't the chiv of the mezuzah the entrance into a room?
So he's claiming that that's cheder katan serves as an entrance into the cheder gadol. Why? You would have said, on the contrary, I have to go through the cheder gadol in order to enter into the cheder katan. But no, since the cheder katan has no status in Hilchas Mezuzah, why? Because it's less than Dalet al Dalet. Because we're not holding like the Divrei Chamudos, what was the name of him again? The Chamudei Daniel, excuse me, who writes that as long as it has some sort of function, we don't care if it's Dalet al Dalet. No. We're assuming, in Rebbe Kivega's frame reference, you need Dalet al Dalet. This room doesn't, the small room doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. It's not a cheder, it's not a bayis, linya mezuzah. So what status does it have? It's nothing more than an entrance into a room that does have the qualities and the status of a bayis. And therefore he writes, Shemi Divrei Rabbi Kiveger Muchach Shecholek al Chamudei Daniel. We see from Rabbi Kiveger that he argues with the Chamudei Daniel. Kimashma mi Divrei Rabbi Kiveger Shedaito Shetomid Cheder Shepachos mi Dalet al Dalet Eino Chayev B'mezuzah V'Nechshav Kirshus Harabim. That as long as it doesn't have the dimensions of Dalet al Dalet, it's Potter, it's Rishus Arabim, against the Divrei Chamudos, which means that Rav Kivega would not ask you or advocate that you put up a mezuzah on a closet. Ulam, that's all according to the Kfiyus Mezuzah Kilchasa, B'Sefer Ale Deshe, Tan, he wants to say no. Ein hechrich bazeh. Nitan lefarish es kavonas Rabbi Kiveger. Maybe Rabbi Kiveger means something totally different. And what is that? Rabbi Kivega means the ofen shacheder hakatan miyuad lediras adam. Even though it's a very small room, he keeps a boarder there, right? He has somebody living there, one of the members of the family. Let's say he has a I don't know, a 10-year-old or even a 5-year-old child that lives in that room. Lachain pater mi mezuzah. Just one second. Hacheder hakot miyuad lediras adam. Lachain pater mi mezuzah. The pachas midaladat. Because again, if you have another shimush, like for example, you store things there, then Einachinami, the Divrei Chamudo says that you don't need the Chamudei Daniel. I keep saying Divrei Chamudo. Sorry, the Chamudei Daniel says whatever it is, it's sweet and it's from Daniel. That it's already got a function in less than Dalit al Dalit. But here it's used for a diras adam. You know, he's got a child living there. Lachen potem mezuzah bepachas midalad al dalad. Avol b'miyuchad lanochas etzim. If he keeps his branches there, you know, his logs, obeis hateven, or he keeps his grains there, v'chayotze bazeh. Well, like we said, clothing. Shafir chayev b'mezuzah kidas hachamudi Daniel. So let's just summarize. We have machlokas achronim. How to determine what Rabbi Kivega would say about the Chamudei Daniel. The Chamudei Daniel says that only in the case of a base dira, which is used for all of life's experiences, do you need dalet al dalet? If you have a bias that's miyuchad for special storage purposes, etc., etc., then you don't need dalet al dalet. What is Rabbi Kivega saying about that? And it all depends upon the mitzias of Rabbi Kivega in the terms of the smaller room. If Rabbi Kivega is saying that despite the fact that the smaller room has some sort of a function, nevertheless it's not considered anything but a rishus harabim, then he's undermining the chiddush of the Chamudei Daniel. If on the other hand he's talking about a case of a room that although it's very small, it's used as a base dira, somebody's living there, and nevertheless he considers it a rishus harabim, and therefore he sets up the mezuzah on the right side going in from the small room into the larger room, then he might very well be on the same team as the Chamudei Daniel. So Rabosai, this was an introduction to the laws of mezuzah, just to give you a feeling about how complicated the laws are.
Why can't you say that the situation of the Chamudei Daniel and Rabbi Kivega is he's not just, he's saying you have to give chashivas to the bigger room. That's all he's saying, Rabbi Kivega. He's not arguing.
No, Joe. The chiddush of Rabbi Kivega.
He doesn't say anything if you have a dalet al dalet, which a person uses as a room for living that's not connected. He doesn't talk about that.
The chiddush of Rabbi Kivega is that you don't have two different rooms, each of which is chayav and mezuzah. If you had two different rooms, and the small room would also be chayav and mezuzah, which would be true according to the Chamudei Daniel. Let's say you use it for whatever purpose you designated, then clearly it would all depend on the tzir hadeles, and therefore if the tzir hadeles opens into the smaller room, that's exactly where the mezuzah would be. The whole chiddush of Rabbi Kivega is that the smaller room doesn't have the status of a bias as far as mezuzah is concerned,
is it,
and therefore he's arguing with the Chamudei Daniel. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Again, if we had time, we'd go through it again. Look, see if you want, I'll send it to you again. You know, I apologize. I put it in the title.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, but again, it's so easy. Eventually, I'd love you guys to do this on your own. Go on to a site called olamot.net. Okay? And press Parshas Bo. And you'll see in Parshas Bo a mitzvah of mezuzah. But I'll send it to you anyway, because we're all lazy. You know, we like to just press on a link, and we don't have to, you know, look for it one way and look for it another way. Okay, then? Now, I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a great week. And hopefully by next week I'll be Mitzvah back to myself, and I'd like to hope that we're all feeling well. And you know, I don't know if you know that Mimi Shore's mother passed away, that you know. She left tons of great grandchildren. It's pretty amazing, really. It's really quite emotional. There have been a couple of losses lately. I don't know if you know any of these people, but Rav Cooperman, who established the Michala, which is a major citadel of women's Torah education, passed away. He was buried last night. And in addition to that, my brother's mechutin was unfortunately in a very, very he had a heart attack and crashed, so he's in a coma. Nosson ben Sipora, if you can add him to your tefillos. Yeah, there's just been a lot of sad losses lately, and Mitz Hashem will have greater simchas to share in the future.
Amen.